The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Taco Tuesday RNC MKE 2024 edition. Welcome to it, my little buddy.
Kroot, good to be with you here at Campali on Brady Street. I was told there'd be tacos and tequila, and you can come down and join us as well, about a mile away from the forum where the RNC is going on right now.
East Brady Street, Campali Taqueria, and it is official, Dom. It's on the sign. Taco Tuesday, baby. They got buckets of beer. They got margarita pitchers. And most importantly, they got us doing a live show right here. And, Dom, this will be an exciting show. More exciting than perhaps that snooze fest of an RNC last night.
No, is that the million-dollar question? Did Donald Trump fall asleep at his own party? It sure looked like it, man. It sure looked like it.
We'll keep you awake, Trump. Just tune in to the greatest radio show ever.
My old man used to say, hang around. God, I would fall asleep anywhere,
Yeah.
I think you do the snoring, sitting up snoring. But we'd go, God, just you're right, wake himself up. God, just go to bed. No, I'm fine. I'm just resting my eyes. So Trump was just resting his eyes last night.
Maybe he was just resting his ears.
Resting his ears.
The bandage, that was the other big question.
Right. How would he?
Would he come with a little modest bandage or, a big gauzy gauze? And I think we now know the answer. Gauzy gauze.
Has there been any reporting of what the actual injury is? Did he receive stitches? Was there plastic surgery? We don't really know much, do we? I mean, there's been zero reporting. And I'm on all the news all the time, and I've seen zero reporting on the medical status of the former president.
That ear could be gangrenous by now.
Just saying, man. Seems a little strange.
Now, the Band-Aid. Bandage.
The bandage, yes.
Did it seem a little, let's just say, superfluous? A little much?
Again, hard to judge. Don't know the extent of the injury.
We're going to need...
I am not a medical doctor. But I play one on the radio.
I was going to say, we called you Dr. Feelgood in college. Hopefully, you'll all be feeling good with a couple of tacos in your belly and some tequila to chase it. Come join us. This is a bipartisan party open to the public, and we're going to be joined by some good friends soon, Dom, starting with Earl Ingram Jr. You know him from the morning show, WAUK 540 AM on Civic Media. He's joining us, and then on to bigger and better things. Apparently, a rendezvous with CNN at the RNC a little bit later for our pal Earl.
Oh, excellent.
We've got CNN's coverage somewhere on in here, so we'll keep an eye out for Earl hitting the screen right now. It's Jake Tapper and Eric Trump. The most important interview of Tapper's career, I suspect.
And I did confirm Eric Trump yesterday when he was on the floor giving the delegates.
Oh, I thought for this fine show.
Yesterday, he did say, on behalf of my family, So it was very self-aggrandizing.
I nominate you, Dad.
As you can possibly imagine with the Trump family. And I did see a headline that Donnie Jr.
Please love me, Dad.
Donnie Jr. wants to have, HR decision-making in the next Trump administration because, that's normal.
Doesn't the firstborn son of the king get to choose the court now?
Oh, man. That's a very bad idea.
Also, some strange and tragic news out of Milwaukee at this hour, Dom. someone's been shot and killed outside the big party in downtown at the RNC. What are the details we can share with the audience?
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting that a Columbus, Ohio police officer shot and killed an individual on a Tuesday afternoon near the RNC in downtown Milwaukee. Ryan Steele, the president of the Fraternal Order of Police Capital City Lodge Number 9, confirmed that Columbus police were involved in the shooting in Milwaukee. It occurred near North 14th and Vliet Streets, just under a mile from the security perimeter for the RNC, according to law enforcement sources. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office said an adult male was killed. The man who was killed, according to the Journal Sentinel, was well known in the neighborhood, several witnesses told the Journal Sentinel.
So, what does that mean? Well known in the neighborhood?
I don't know. Milwaukee County DA Chisholm is on the scene. Representatives from the Milwaukee Police and federal authorities did not immediately respond to questions.
Now, yesterday, I was in the green zone for quite a period of time, matter of hours. And then I also walked around the external part of the perimeter, mostly trying to get back to my car. And I can tell you, I did see lots of Milwaukee police. I did also see bike patrols manned by Madison area police officers. But then I saw officers from all around the country, Cary, North Carolina, were prominently at the exit that I was trying to get out of. You know, it's not easy to get in or out.
No.
So, more sad news.
Yeah,
tragic
very unfortunate.
News. Someone
very
has been shot outside the RNC, apparently outside the green zone. And other sort of troubling headlines, Dom, apparently it's being reported the Iranians were plotting to assassinate Donald Trump. Like, we need more pile on this headline. So that is being reported in the world out there, and apparently the Secret Service taking additional precautions.
Well, yes, this was apparently a plot that was known to the Secret Service prior to this actual assassination attempt. So presumably the Secret Service was already ramped up when this most recent unfortunate occurrence happened. So lots of more questions to the Secret Service as to what, why, when, who, like, huh? So, well, that will be forthcoming. More committees, hearings, I believe, in Congress are being planned. So that continues.
Lots of headlines. Obviously, it's a busy week in Milwaukee. The world's turned its attention to the city on the freshwater coast.
Well, I got to tell you.
Cream City, Brew City.
I got to tell you. You know, I drive around the city every single day. Going front and back, north to south. I mean, I'm in the city a lot. Traffic, not bad. I mean, if you're outside of the immediate downtown vicinity, from the river to, you know, the
people are staying away effectively.
People are totally away, man. I've seen videos of the Third Ward usually hopping, bumping. I can't find parking down there. It's one of the things. Parking available mid-afternoon yesterday. Also, hearing some other folks, the Third Street Market downtown, not very busy at all. So there's some concern from some of the local businesses that their initial fears of promises being made and not being kept might be coming to fruition. Again, a little cooler today. Yesterday was more of a bigger deal. They stayed around to see Trump fall asleep. He showed up with a bandage on the ear and nodded off at his own party. Perhaps that kept some people away with the heat. Maybe tonight will be different. But certainly the businesses around here in Milwaukee are hoping for a little bit more.
Well, people also came for the political speeches, Dom. Although, a promise toned down in the rhetoric from everyone except perhaps U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
It continues to embarrass us on the national hell, the world stage.
He's making excuses. What excuses did Ron make for that terrible speech he gave last night, Don?
Ron Burgundy or Ron Johnson? Because that totally pulled an anchor, man. He said, you know, the wrong speech was loaded onto the teleprompter? What? And then the Speaker Johnson, he was ready to introduce some attorney general, and his teleprompter went off. He scooted off the stage. So you
Ron Johnson just gave somebody else's speech?
And apparently in this, you know, new era of toning it down, referred to Democrats as a clear and present danger. How offensive can that possibly be? Blamed it on, well, that was the old speech. I was supposed to give the new United speech, but that didn't get loaded up. What, you can't do it off the cuff, man? You can't say people, tone it down? You can't say we got to unite? You can't say those things unless it's written in front of you? Ron Johnson. Same thing with speak. You're the Speaker of the House. You're number two in line for the presidency. Your tech goes down, and now you have no longer have anything to say on the topic, on a topic, on any topic. I mean, the band last night, man.
The band, time for the band to kick in.
Oh, my God.
Anytime something went wrong, let's just play some tunes.
Oh, man. And I got to tell you, I am a fan of classic rock,
I think they
rock,
made
man.
It through, like, two different albums, didn't they? Freedom Rock 1 and 2?
They did the 9-minute version of Freebird, man. I mean, it was a little bit much. So the lack of talent was seemingly evident. If you don't have a teleprompter, apparently you're like Ron Burgundy. Go F yourself, Milwaukee.
It is a horrible city, according to, you know, the top of the ticket. We'll play you the sound of Ron's speech, the entirety of the speech, apparently 3.5 minutes-ish. We'll maybe have time for all of it. We'll get to it, but whenever Ron Johnson makes it into the Raw story, one of my favorite aggregators, yeah. We're going to share it from the top with you, our fair audience. Senator Ron Johnson proclaimed at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee yesterday the Democrats are a clear and present danger to the country. An odd departure from the GOP's own message following former President Donald Trump's near assassination on Saturday, demanding that Democrats stop calling Trump a danger to the country. Johnson apparently realized the hypocrisy was a bit too much to ignore because he had an explanation when PBS News Hours asked him about it. It was the teleprompter's fault. I asked Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson about him calling Democratic policies a clear and present danger to the country while calling for unity. He says the speech he delivered at the RNC was not the one he intended to give, that the prompter loaded an old version. New one called for unity. So, you know, wasn't on the prompter, Dom.
Stay classy, Milwaukee. I'm Ron Johnson.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, broadcasted on Brady Street, just like it used to be. You can come down and join us. Nobody parties like the Devil's Advocates party. The occasion, RNC MKE 2024. But more importantly, it's Taco Tuesday. We got tacos. We got tequila. We got the Devil's Advocates broadcasting live from Campale Taqueria, East Brady Street, Milwaukee. Come on down, party with us. The bar is open.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can join us 844-967-2789 or just come down to East Brady Street, Campale. The kitchen is open. The bar is open. The Devils are here for the RNC. Come and join us.
And it's beautiful. I mean, this compared to yesterday. Yesterday, I was sweating my you-know-what's off. Today is glorious, Dom. 80, sunny. I don't see barely a cloud in the sky.
It's summertime in Milwaukee, man. There's no place finer.
It is a beautiful city. And Brady Street, the smell of freedom always wafting down the street.
Indeed, indeed.
Very, very envious of the locals at this moment. But anyways, I'll join them at some point. I feel quite confident. You can join us, be a part of the party and the show, 844-967-2789, hoping that Earl Ingram can work his way through the snarled Milwaukee traffic. But Earl goes back roads. Come directly off the interstate, come straight down to Brady Street. It's not even a problem. I didn't even have to wait at like one light.
No, man, lava locals or the traffic is way down from normal. That's for certain.
So you can find parking. You can find a place down here. Make your way down here. And I'm kind of talking to you at this point, Earl. He's offering to call in. He's like, I'm caught. There's an accident. And I'm thinking, I wonder if it's the shooting. But why would Earl backtrack to the RNC area? before he came down to Brady Street. Hopefully that's not his chosen route. But sadly, an officer-involved shooting in Milwaukee outside the secured the perimeter of the RNC today. And that is being reported by the Journal Sentinel. We shared it with you. Also, strange headline, the Iranians plotting an assassination attempt against Donald Trump. I don't know what that headline means, but the Secret Service, apparently they were on high alert.
Is that what that was?
Well, were they? Weren't they? They apparently on high alert when this character got through and took shots at former President Trump. So anyways, Trump came out with a big old Band-Aid on his ear and then took a little snooze in the bowl.
He rested his eyes, man.
Maybe it was warm enough for him. You know, the courthouse. He also doesn't like a cold courthouse, apparently, Dom.
It's like his porridge has just got to be just right. I mean, come on. If Joe Biden shows up at the DNC and starts dozing off, everyone will be all over his ass. I mean, Republicans, this is your guy. I mean, this is his moment. He came into such glory and love and adoration at the RNC, and he takes all that energy and proceeds to nod off.
Oh, I'm just resting my
just
eyes.
Just resting my eyes.
Dom, another story I found at the... another fine story over at the Rustery. Don't. We don't want to put our audience to sleep. You're thinking of a Ron Johnson speech. Oh, wait. Before we turn our attention, let's play the sound of Rojo, the entirety of the speech. About, 2 minutes, 3 minutes? Three cuts of Rojo. Eat your broccoli, people. The U.S. Senator from the great state of Wisconsin. This was apparently the wrong speech in the teleprompter. Ron, yeah, after he gave it, cut one.
Back in 2008, Joe Biden ran on a ticket promising to, quote, fundamentally transform America, unquote.
America?
They weren't joking. America. That was the Democrats' new radical far-left agenda. Today's Democrat Party is not the party of our parents and grandparents. That party cared about workers and people struggling to get by. Now they are the party of open borders, reckless spending, weaponized government, and weakness on the world stage. This fringe agenda includes biological males competing against girls.
What?
Oh, they don't like
that. And the sexualization like and indoctrination of our children.
Yeah, there's Ron.
Really, is that part of the Democratic platform, the sexualization and indoctrination of your children? Well, I didn't see it on the platform.
Ron Johnson continually to represent the great state of Wisconsin. And here, cut number two, if you would please, Rich, his effort towards unity, or as he put it, the wrong speech loaded into the teleprompter?
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people. Democrats have forgotten American families. They have abandoned the hardworking middle class. But with President Trump and Republicans, those forgotten Americans are forgotten no more.
I love it when I hear the megas talk to us about the value and importance of our institutions. Our institutions, which they would knock down one by one if they have
creative
the
destruction.
Mitt Romney.
I've heard those words come out of Ron's mouth as well. One more from Ron Burgundy. I mean, Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, claims this speech, wrong speech on the teleprompter, you be the judge. Play for the people, Rich.
Republicans are the party of opportunity, liberty, and prosperity for all. We proved we know how to make life better for all Americans, and we can do it again. With a secure border, smaller government, less regulation, and lower taxes. Republicans understand that Americans don't want welfare, they want work. They don't want woke equity, they want God-given equality.
Oh, he threw a God in there.
Yes. Well, always gets
they
clap.
Want the promise of our founding documents, the right to pursue happiness. That's what Republicans will deliver.
Republicans?
We've repaired the damage caused by Democrats before, and we will do it again.
When has a Republican ever cleaned up a Democratic mess?
We will complete the mission President Trump first articulated in 2016.
To make America great again.
Thank you, and God bless you.
I mean, back then, and we used to interview Ron with some frequency, 25 times, I think, over the course of years. And Ron didn't like.
Wasn't a fan.
Was not a fan. Gave us his tickets to the inauguration. He'd had Squire us around his senatorial office. Thought he was kind of a big shot that day, didn't he, Dom? Your buddy, Ron Johnson.
Our former buddy. Now uniting the country by calling the Democrats' policies and agenda the clear and present danger.
You know, we're expecting Earl Ingram. If he can get here, great. If he can't, you better call 844-967-2789. You can all call and be a part of the Party of Kampali in Milwaukee. Join us. What's he gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do?
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Taco Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show, partying at Kampali Taqueria, right here on East Brady Street, about 1 mile from the RNC MKE 2024. Some sad news, a homeless man has been shot by, apparently, Columbus, Ohio police. That has been reported. Unfortunate situation. Also, our friend Earl Ingram is apparently caught up in the backwash of some accident traffic here in Milwaukee. The traffic's not bad over on Brady Street, but apparently Earl's struggling to get to us. So we're going to take him live via phone right now. Our pal Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show. Earl, welcome back, man. How you been?
Hey, Earl.
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. I'm in a parking lot right now. You know, it's a pretty bad accident. And just not moving.
You know.
And so, oh, go ahead, Creedy.
Well, I was just going to say, I saw a bad accident off of Water Street yesterday. And it was really just in part because of the changed traffic flow. People are not used to going and being rerouted in differing directions, and some apparently lose their patience, Earl.
Well, you know what they did in Milwaukee is they used to be streets that had two lanes, but because of the crazy driving, they took major streets down to one lane, and they put these islands out. And there's some people who don't understand that, and they, you know, still get over in that lane where the island is. And then they, when it come up to the island, they want to force their way in, and that creates all of this foolishness. But I heard you talk about the police shooting the guy over at King Park. Do you know about that?
We've only seen reporting, actually, I believe at the Journal Sentinel, our understanding it was a homeless man, Earl, and it was Columbus, Ohio police that shot the man. But more details than that, we do not have it.
Yeah, Earl, the Journal Sentinel says he was well known in the neighborhood. He lived in one of the tent encampments, was known by the name Jehovah, who had a dog named Isis.
23-year-old guy. You know, homeless, they live in a homeless camp, they're in tents, and he and another guy, I'm sure, you know, they have something to drink. And so he and another guy, I guess, were getting ready to, you know, I guess fight, or looks like it, and the guy pulled a knife. And according to witnesses, the Ohio police, Columbus police, more than one opened fire and took his life. Now, that's bad enough, but then you've got well over 200 police officers on that park because they've got all these police in the city with nothing to do.
Right.
Earl, I heard on your show, I heard you discussing the inconvenience to the citizens of Milwaukee and the fact that really people from your neighborhood were not taken into consideration when the RNC booked this party here.
No, absolutely not. Crudy. It's the fact that the people who live in the city, I was talking to a guy who works at the hospital, and he said it's 3 hours for him to try to get to St. Luke's Hospital. So yeah, I mean, there's so many things going on that just don't make sense. I get it. I understand what they're trying to do, and I understand that this is a big deal. But for heaven's sakes, to inconvenience so many people, you know, because of this, I just don't think it's right.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine friend and guest live via phone. He is Earl Ingram, stuck in the Milwaukee traffic, in part created by the RNC in an accident, apparently. Earl, I've driven through the north side of last couple of days, making my way over to Brady Street, and I happened to pass MLK and the WIS GOP's Community Center. And Earl, yesterday that place looked dead as a doornail, and today it's shocking. With some news coverage, suddenly it's being manned today. The doors were open. Earl, what can you tell us about the WIS GOP's outreach to communities of color in Milwaukee?
So I was there today, invited by a guy named Gerard Randall, who really is one of the main reasons why the convention is here. He's an operative for the Republican Party nationally. And so Scott Walker, a Scott Walker guy who Scott Walker pointed to a lot of great things when Scott Walker was here. But what Gerard and what was happening over there today was Tim Scott was there.
Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina.
Yes. Yes, sir. He was there. And they were talking about the money that they want to invest in the black community in Milwaukee. And so that was what that was about. And, you know, every television news station was there, every radio station. They certainly can get coverage because they were all there crammed in this little building. It was an amazing sight.
Earl, do you think it's effective? Do you think the black community of Milwaukee feels like suddenly they've been embraced by this kinder, gentler Republican party, the party of Tim Scott, if you will, or do you think they maybe think it's an act just because the RNC is in town?
Well, so I'll say to you, Dom, and the listening audience, you know, I've said this to the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party, my parents are gone. And my grandparents are gone, and they used to always vote, and they always voted Democrat because of the civil rights struggle and the civil rights bills that were passed. So they always voted Democrat. Younger blacks today aren't that. And so if you dangle a silver coin in front of some of them, you may wind up, you know, drawing them in. But I will say to all of you, don't be fooled. It's not a major number of people of color who are going to move over to the Republican Party. We're not that nuts.
But
you know,
Earl,
do we
have to worry that African Americans are going to stay home and not vote for the Democratic ticket, be it Biden or anybody else?
You clearly have to worry about that. But I will say to you, the Democratic Party and Biden-Harris have been working diligently to try to avoid what happened with Mandela Barnes. And so they're not foolish. And they've been out, and they're doing what they did when Barack Obama first ran, and they're investing a lot of money to get the vote out in the city of Milwaukee. So I'm not worried that they're not making the effort. The effort is going to be there.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Earl Ingram, our friend and co-host, a host of his own show here on the Civic Media Network. Earl, thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure, man. The RNC speeches last night, you brought up Senator Tim Scott. He said during his speech last night that America is not a racist country. Another rep, John James, if you don't vote for Donald Trump, you ain't black. This is some of the commentary coming out of the RNC last night, Earl. Just wanted to get your sense on some of those comments.
Well, you know, there's some folk who are willing to sell their souls, you know, for, you know, a piece of silver, 30 pieces of silver. Hmm. And so what I would say to you guys is don't think that they're the rule. They are the exception. You know, Tim Scott and the other guy and those others, you can count them on one hand. If you're talking about blacks, the 12 million blacks that are in this country, you're not talking about an overwhelming number. And I know it doesn't take an overwhelming number. But, you know, the fear is, again, not those who are buying into the Republican rhetoric. It's the fact of trying to get young people out to vote. And I'll tell you guys, the fear is, how many years ago was Obama the president? 8, 12? However long ago, in 2012, everybody mobilized. They got people in the black community out to vote who had never voted before, the Democratic Party, everywhere. And so people got out and they voted, and they were told, if you vote for Obama, your life is going to change. Well, guess what, guys? Their lives didn't change. So many of them now say, well, you know, you told us our lives was going to change under Obama. It didn't change. So now you want me to vote again. You know, my focus is, when I talk to them, I tell them, if you don't vote for some, it's for absolute certain that your life is going to get worse. So that's what's at the root of it, guys. They don't believe that politics is going to make a difference in their lives.
The politics, as you like to say, Earl. Yeah. What about the other side? Do you also think then there's also, and not just within the black community, but just with the citizenry in general, the less engaged, let's call them, that if, you know, this president got in and my life really didn't change much, and that president got in, you know, if Trump gets in again, my life really won't change that much. Do you think there's a level of disengagement that's consistent through specifically the younger demographic, Earl?
Well, there clearly is, because, you know, I'm pretty sure you and Crook were involved in politics, you know, even as young guys, like I was as a young person, but that was the exception, not the rule. And when you're young and, you know, in your 20s, and you're trying to find yourself, man, you're not wasting time worrying about who's going to be the president of the United States. You're not worried about Donald Trump. You're not worried about Joe Biden.
Yeah.
You got your whole life ahead of you. So here we are, some old guys, you know, who, should I speak for myself?
Some older than others, Earl.
You and Dom are old guys.
and so they don't see it. They don't understand it. But soon they will.
Earl, you is know, there...
That's tragic.
Is there any street cred extended to Donald Trump? I mean, he was claiming first he's going to roll out some gold sneakers, and somehow that's going to make him palatable to black voters. And then it was the felonious mugshot. And, you know, now with an assassination attempt, I mean, I see 50 Cent at his concert the other day put up Trump's picture over his album cover, Get Rich or Die Trying. Any street cred earned from the assassination attempt?
Well, 50 Cent. Come on, man. Come on, man. 50 Cent. Okay, so 50 Cent is a multi-millionaire, probably worth $80, $90, $100 million. So, yeah, you know, retired, reformed, you know, gangster, you know, who was able to, you know, only in America and Don King turned his life around. So he's makes all his money. So if they're talking about tax cuts, you know, he's down with that. He agrees with all those things. But that's 50 Cent. The average person doesn't give a rip about Donald Trump, person of color. They're not thinking about any of this. All of that ridiculousness about, you know, it's mugshot. And it's as condescending as that is, the people who he's talking about didn't even see that. They don't even know anything about that. They're not concerned with that. They're concerned with making it through another day. So, no, not to worry about that kind of foolishness.
Earl Ingram, we know you're appearing on CNN a little bit later this evening. Where can people tune in? What time and who's interviewing you, Earl?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm getting ready to head down there. And, you know, I don't know. You know, I was down there the other day, and it's a zoo, man, I'll tell you. You guys are used to being around MAGAs. But when there are as many MAGAs as I was around yesterday. Hey, there's something about MAGAs, man.
You know, here's the problem, Earl. They're not serving tequila and tacos like we are. You should have come to this party. You picked the wrong party, Earl. Good luck on CNN, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Earl. Good luck, man. See ya.
More Devils from Capali's. Taqueria, East Brady Street, RNC MKE 2024. That's Earl's problem. Come party with us.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines always open for our fair audience. Join us, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Well, Rojo had the speechifying last night at the RNC, apparently. Bad teleprompter.
The teleprompter said words that I really didn't want to say. Clear and present danger, Democrats. But I said it anyway because I read off a teleprompter and I have no thoughts on my own without words in front of me, Ron Burgundy style.
That is precisely his excuse. I am Ron Burgundy. If you put it in front of me, I'm going to say the words. And by the way, thank you to our good pal, Earl Ingram. Don't forget to tune in for his fine program. That rolls out. And I'm sorry, man, there's a giant iguana being crossing the road. Yes, I don't see it every day.
This is Brady Street, man. It's one of the locals, man.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Earl Ingram's fine program, 8 to 10 a.m. on WAUK, 540 a.m. The Beast of the East, all across eastern Wisconsin. Tune in for Earl. And tune in tonight if you want to see some Wisconsin-centric speeches at the RNC. Not just Rojo, baby. We've also got Reince Priebus. He is slated to speak just before 6 p.m. tonight. We might get the right speech during the big show tonight, though.
We might be able to bring that to you if they stay on time, stay on target at the RNC. We may be able to present some of that Reince Priebus speech. I'm sure it will be riveting.
And
wait, there's more?
Eric Hudby. Mustachioed, porn-stachioed candidate for the U.S. Senate, Dom. Apparently, the California man got a flight into Milwaukee for the RNC, and he's going to give a speech on the stage about 6:30 tonight. As the local paper points out, Dom, he's currently trailing Tammy Baldwin in all the polling, including the Marquette University Law School poll. Currently, Hudby trails Tammy about 52% to 47% in the MU poll. So tonight is his big night. And, Dom, other than Reince Priebus and Carrie Lake, we had some sound from her. I saw her on Charlie Kirk's big Turning Point USA.
Where were you?
When podcast the recording yesterday. Yeah. We brought you some of that sound. Eric Hudby is mentioned. So Carrie Lake's going to warm him up. These are wannabe senatorial candidates. And then former Michigan Rep Mike Rogers. He's running for Senate in Michigan, if you didn't know, folks. And then there are some really big names later in the evening. Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, I got a friend, and her name is Grace, and Grace loves her some Vivek Ramaswamy.
Why?
That's like her flavor of coffee.
Really? Okay.
She says it's his voice. He's got the voice. Apparently, he's angling tonight during his speech, I suspect for like a cabinet position, something of that sort in a Trump presidency. We see some of the more prominent Republican Congress people have speeches tonight. Elise Stefanik, Tom Emmers, Steve Scalise, and, of course, Speaker Mike Johnson. He's got a big speech tonight.
Well, I hope his teleprompter doesn't go out and leaves the stage and scurries away like a cockroach again. And when I was watching some of the RNC last night, they were playing the song "Proud to Be,"
where at least the Lee Greenwood.
Were
they selling Bibles?
I didn't see it, but they had the camera shot was on the entire Trump family. And you could see the speaker, and they were like, pretending to sing the words. Come on. I mean, you could just enjoy the music and not pretend like you know the words. I mean, even if you got the chorus
right. You could just rock back and forth. Or you could stand there like Joe Biden at a Juneteenth celebration.
Who else
would have been acceptable?
Ted Cruz.
The big time. 8 to 8:30. Ted Cruz.
Yeah. And don't forget Randy Sutton. He's an everyday American.
Well, I don't know who the hell Randy Sutton is.
There's lots of everyday Americans.
Ted Cruz.
Not an everyday
Nikki
American.
Nikki Haley. And Ron DeSantis all jammed together. These are all wannabe Republican presidential candidates, right? And then you got yourself some Eric Schmidt. He's a senator from Missouri. And Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton's gone a little off the reservation lately. I'm confusing him with the other Missouri senator.
Fist in the air, run away from my constituents guy.
Join me in my white Christian
nationalism
guy.
Yes, yes, my Holley. Christian nationalism.
And for Josh Holley.
It's understandable.
And late in the evening, and this could be a concern, you've got Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has a primetime speech apparently tonight. And Dr. Ben Carson.
Stabby McStabberson?
Well, he's also kind of got that sleepy quality to him. He will not have his eyes open on the stage. And then wrapping up the big cavalcade of MAGA-loving loyalists and stars, Dom, you've got the didn't make the vice presidential Marco Rubio, little Marco. Little Marco, have you seen his hands? Very small. And Eric's wife, Laura Trump, the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. She came over to glom on to her husband as... I nominate you, Dan, on behalf of the family and the entire state of Florida. I give you all the votes for Florida, Dan. I did it for you, Dad.
What a party. And also, as we looked at some of the news here, some of the restaurants around the forum apparently getting mixed results. As mentioned, some video going around, some of my own anecdotal experience driving around the city. Depending on where you're at, where I'm coming from and where I'm going, it's been very easy to get around. You get parking spots. You can get into all the restaurants. So, folks, go out and support your favorite restaurant. They're going to need it because those megas, at least as of last night, weren't coming away too far away from the forum.
You know who needs it? We need it. Come on down to the Campali on
East Brady
Street.
Do it right now.
It's Taco Tuesday and tequila. And we got our friend Maggie Dawn joining us in the Happy Hour. And you could be part of this big program. We're going to lay out a lot of big headlines. Apparently, the Iranians also wanted a piece of Trump's ass. They had their own assassination plot. That was disclosed today. We've got some speechifying, some mistakes made. Apparently, whoever was operating...